Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How in the world are you? Welcome to Caroline in Codley. That's my introduction. How are you, my friend? I am so happy to be back again. And just to introduce another quarantine episode, and I have been doing this for over a year. Yes, can you believe that? Over a year I have been doing this, and I bless God because it has been a source of encouragement for myself, and I hope it has also been for you too. And not only encouraging myself, but allowing me to grow a little bit deeper in my faith, because I am bound by all these words that I've been talking about. And I have seen the glory of God and what God is doing in my life. And I hope you have seen some changes in your life or the impact that just to build your faith and trust in Him, regardless of whatever is happening. He's the rock, the solid rock in which you stand, that He never fails and He never leaves you. But people around us, they will leave, they will die. They will go away. They will do all kind of thing. Man fades, just like the trees, just like the birds, just like everything around us. But God is the only constant that we have. And thank you. I just want to thank you again for listening. And I'm just asking you that when you hear this, you will just share it with somebody. And it's a source of encouragement, nothing more. And I appreciate you and thank you for doing that. So have yourself a fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you listen to this. Thank you. Have a great, great, great and safe time. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a brand new day. It is sunny. Yes. It's not as cold as yesterday. And the breeze is not as blowing as strong as yesterday morning. But it is so beautiful. The green, luscious leaves just reflecting in the sunlight is so beautiful. And then you just see the branches just waving a little bit through the breeze that is caressing it. Ah, it is so glorious and gorgeous. It's a fantastic day to be alive and well, to see God's glory and look at the sunshine. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful, even though there's no heat to it. But I'm still glad to be alive, and I'm so happy once again to come to you this morning. And I'm giving God thanks. Ah, it is so beautiful just looking through my window, sitting in my chair as usual, just to behold the beauty and the wonder of nature and what God is doing and how He restore and renew, that He is so worthy to be praised. And I get up this morning, and it was interesting, an interesting morning. This morning I have a conversation with a friend, and looking at the mercies and goodness of God and what God is doing, and I'm grateful. Then I turn and look at my phone and see this morning Bible verse, which is taken from Romans 12 verse 1. But I think I should read to verse 2, which is this. You know, it goes like this, and I'm using the New King James Version, and it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And, you know, I am looking at the King James Version, and it's saying, this passage is talking about the living sacrifices to God. And it caused me to remember that when you look at the Old Testament, they always tell you that it's a shadow of the New Testament and a shadow of what to come. In the Old Testament, they will offer up sacrifices to God, like for different offerings, for sins offerings, for whatever the offerings that they have. But because we're living now in the New Testament age, we no longer have animal sacrifice, because Jesus came and he did away with all of that. He was the ultimate sacrifice. But here God is saying, in the Bible is saying, that we are living sacrifice before him. That we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. That your body must be holy and acceptable to God. And I realize that a lot of times, we don't make our body holy to God that is acceptable. And some people might believe that, you know, you're talking about fornication and adultery. Yeah, they are major. But there are other things that make that disqualify us from being holy and acceptable to God. Things like if we have bad thoughts, because you realize that Jesus has put it in such a way that the thought that you think condemns you. It brings sins in your life, and you already sin. It said if you think about, you already commit adultery in your mind. And those are the things I'm realizing that can condemn us and make us not be acceptable to God. And a lot of times, you know, people, we go around, and I'm using the word we because it's inclusive. And we want to judge everybody. But we never take stock of our own lives. We're more interested in what other people is doing. But it's unfortunate that when we stand before God, the very thing that we are judging other people about, God will use that against us. That we never spend the time to make our life more acceptable and please him, and it's acceptable to him. That we are so caught up with all of the things, other people, buying other people's business, than dealing with our own business. Because sometimes our soul is going to hell, but yet we spend time telling other people that they are going to hell, and we are not thinking about ourselves, getting ourselves right before God, doing the thing that is right. And so, my friends, this morning is just a reminder that we need to take stock of our own life, of the things that we are doing, the things, how we think, how we behave. Because it don't make sense. You said you're a Christian, so you sacrifice it on the outside, but yet on the inside it is dirty, inhabitable, that God can't come and inhabit. Because we can pretend before man, but we cannot pretend before God. Because the word of God said he knows the thought that you think, even to the very recess, that he can divide it between the spirit and the soul. Man can't do that. Only God alone can do that. And that is where we need that God will ask God to cleanse us from every unrighteousness deep within us, where man can't touch. But God knows, and it's deep within our heart, because sometimes that is where hatred lie, deceit lie, murder lie. It's deep within us. And so sometimes we have to go and ask God to do a deep cleansing of our spirit and of our soul and our body. Because these are the things that defile us before God. Yes, you can on the outside look pious, but on the inside you're defiled. And God don't want to have anything to do with you, and you don't want that. So now we have to come before Him and ask Him to cleanse us and to wash us with His blood. Because His blood is so powerful. The revelation that He gives about His blood, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. No mean demon in hell can stand against that. It's one of the most powerful sources that we have on this earth. One of our most powerful weapons we have against the enemy. And we have to use it as a cleansing agent for ourselves. That God will use His blood to cleanse us and wash us. And to bring us to that place that we are, that we can be holy and acceptable in His sight. Because that is what we desire to be. And so, my friends, I'm just going to leave that with you to ponder on. And when you ponder on these things, you know, depressions can't hit you. Sadness can't hit you. Because you don't have any time to think. You're not thinking about you per se and going into the woe is me mode or mindset. Because you're focused on God and you're saying, God, if any of these things within me, wash me. And you're before God and you're asking Him for cleansing. You're asking Him to come into you, to be with you. And so your focus and your mind is on that. And without even realizing that you're taking it off, and now God can take, because you're giving everything to Him. And He can now come, cleanse, fill you. Every need in your life, He can just repair that part for you. So I just want to bless God for that. And I encourage you just to think on God and the things of God and ask Him to be constant cleansing you, making you to be His sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. So thank you for listening. I'm leaving you with that until tomorrow morning, when I can come back to say good morning to you. Have yourself a great, safe, and productive day. We still have coronavirus around us, regardless of how, whatever anybody's saying. So be safe and take care of yourself. Bye.